Good morning. Welcome to the December 2020 KPFK local station board meeting, beginning with a delegates assembly. And Janine, could you go ahead and call the roll for that, please?
Sure. Grace Aaron and Ken Aaron have both officially resigned. So the roll call starts with Michael Adler.
Present.
Michael Adler, present. Michael Atkins. Okay. Alan Beek.
Present.
Alan Beek, present.
Alan Beek, present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Fred Blair, present. Sandy Childs.
Present.
Sandy Childs, present. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Bella DeSoto, present. Jan Goodman.
Present.
Jan Goodman, present. Eric C. Jacobson.
Present.
Eric C. Jacobson, present. Avelia Jones. I think she's still trying to come on the call. Does anyone see Avelia? No, not yet.
She's still trying.
Okay. Ali Lexa?
Here.
Ali Lexa, present. Michael Novick? Believe Michael
is
not at all.
Muted.
I'm present. Okay. I'm present, sorry.
Michael Novick, present. Lydia Ponce?
Present.
Lydia Ponce, present. Lawrence Reyes?
Presente.
Lawrence, present. Lawrence Reyes, present. Am I doing this newly seated members, or is that after the roll call?
That's after the roll call. Actually,
you could call them now, and then they'll be seated. And then we usually give them a minute or two to say something.
Yes, go ahead and include them in the roll call. They are automatically, they become the part of the board automatically due to where they fell in the elections. And we will formally seat them after the roll call. But include them now, please. Thank you.
Okay. Rocio Rivas?
Present. Here.
Rocio Rivas, present. Paul Roberson?
Present.
Paul Roberson, present. Janine Roan is present. Mansoor Sabah.
Hazar.
Present. Mansoor Sabah, present. Thank you. Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Oscar Ulloa, present. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Beth Van Guten, present. Harvey Wasserman. Okay, and
Harvey,
Kiana Williams.
Harvey is also having a hard time getting in.
Okay, I don't know whether one of the co-hosts could call him.
Can you hear me? This is Harvey.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear
yes.
me?
Okay, great. Harvey
right.
Wasserman is present, and then Kiana Williams. So
here.
Oh, great.
I think Avelia is trying to get on.
Yeah. So we have Michael Atkins and Avelia that are not present.
Okay.
Is Harvey right. Wasserman labeled?
I'm here.
I'm here.
It's
hard to put a label on Harvey Wasserman.
Three.
Avelia.
Many have tried.
3646, Janine.
Yeah, that's
okay, great.
That's
Thank
me.
You.
3646
Janine,
Harvey Wasserman.
Do you hear yes, my I'm... name after Harvey?
That's
Avelia
Jones.
Oh, yay. Great. Thank you.
3208.
Avelia, could you
Only
speak
one
again
Avelia.
For a moment?
Could I what?
Avelia, just speak again. You're 3208, am I right?
Yes.
Great.
Madam Chair, is this Bolina seeking recognition? Point of information.
Yes, please go ahead.
I don't see this meeting being recorded on Zoom. Janine, are we recording?
I will record.
Thank you.
And Fred mentioned earlier that he was beginning the recording process. So, Fred, are you there?
Yes, I have a local recording on my computer from the very beginning of the meeting.
Okay.
But we always need a meeting recording on Zoom so we have a backup in case something fails.
Yes, yes. Okay, so it sounds like we're covered on both counts then.
this meeting is being recorded.
There we go. Having taken roll and recorded all those present, we'll take a moment to recognize the new members, Janine Roan, who's been acting as our secretary for the last year, and Rocio Rivas, am I pronouncing that correctly? Is that correct?
Is Rocio, the accent is on the I, Rocio.
It's not apparent in, it didn't come through in the text, so Rocio. Okay. And it's very hard to hear you. You sound very distant. If it's possible to get closer to the microphone,
okay.
We'll be able to hear you better.
Okay.
Thank you. And let's start with Rocio. Would you care to take a moment to introduce yourself to the board?
Sure. Of course, that's my pleasure. Good morning, KPFK LSB members. My name is Rocio, and it is a pleasure to finally be able to serve here, and I look forward to meeting and working with all of you. I've been doing a little research about sort of where KPFK is and things that are going on, so I look forward, like I said, to working with all of you. A little bit about myself. I was born in Mexico, raised here in Koreatown, and now I live in Highland Park for the past 15 or so years. While living here, I became a mom, and becoming a mom, you know, you want the world to be the way you want your son to be growing up or your child. So I became very involved in education, public education, which is my background. And I just became very active in my community, so much so that I chaired a couple of committees and at the school level. And then I went towards the neighborhood council system. I was the president of the neighborhood Highland Park Neighborhood Council. I served 2 years as secretary and 1 year as president. And because I care very much for my city and I care very much for my community, and I was concerned of the things that were going on in my community, increase of homelessness, gentrification, public education, you know, disinvestment in that. So all of these issues sort of motivated me and inspired me to become active in my community. And throughout along the way, I've met a wonderful people. And currently I'm working for Jackie Goldberg as her research and policy deputy. So I've been working for her for almost a year and a half now, and we're continuing on to work for the school board. And this is my passion. Public education is my passion. I care very much for public institutions. And the core of me is I don't believe in the privatization of our society and our community. And so I'm not a very fan of corporations, so much so that I went to Columbia and I studied institutional theory, decentralization. I studied neoliberalism, and I got a good view of what are the forces, what their plans are globally and domestically. And so I have that sort of my perspective, and my worldview is very anti-neoliberalism per se. I will just say it out. So for me, KPFK is what the people are. You know, I'm here with the people, and it's a programming with, you know, that meets the needs of a big, you know, diverse population that we live in. We're perspectives that are very diverse, and it's an organization that needs to survive, and it needs to continue because it provides a service that is lacking. It provides truth and voice. It talks about issues that are very pertinent in our society now. And this is why I'm very honored and fortunate to be here with all of you to continue the work that KPFK stands for and to provide the service to our community and our people with a voice that is unbiased, and it's a voice that's coming from grassroots. So I think I said too much, but anyway, you get the point of who I am, and I'm here to serve, and I'm here to get to know all of you and to keep, to make sure that KPFK continues to evolve and grow and strengthen and provide the services in doing this work.
Thank you, Rocio. And it sounds like you will find yourself right at home among us.
Great.
So welcome. And Janine, welcome to the board. And would you care to take a minute to fill us in on your involvement?
Thank you. And I apologize for not being on video at this time. I'm on a unexpected trip and doing my best to facilitate all the technology. I've really enjoyed being a secretary. It's been a very busy year for KPFK, and I feel like I'm getting my legs. And now to be part of the board is very exciting for me. I know Rocio; she lives in my district, and we are involved in various community activities there. So this is wonderful that we're both joining at the same time. I feel that the things that I've been very drawn to with KPFK are the finance committee. I've already been participating for a year. I've started participating in the programming committee. And I also feel that I will want to throw myself into the digital committee that Michelle Manos, the former chair, was speaking of, where we can start to do initiatives online for fundraising and to promote the station. I feel like it's the next phase for the station, and I look forward to trying to find fellow collaborators for that. So thank you.
Thank you, Janine. Okay, then on to item C, approval of excused absence request.
This is Paulina.
Yes, Paulina.
For the point of personal privilege, thank you for recognizing me.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention that for some reason today, this is the first time this happens to me. I can't find a place where I can actually raise my hand. So I'm going to have to, for whatever reason it is, I'm going to have to butt in and speak up when I need recognition. I apologize for that. I don't see where to. Okay. All right. Can I also ask a question?
It's because you're co-hosting. A co-host, you don't have the hand raise function.
I see. Can I also ask a quick question to Rocio?
Please.
Rocio, I hope that you're not planning to run for office anytime soon. We wouldn't want to lose you on this board.
No plans at all. No plans on running for
okay.
office.
Thank you.
I'm not an elected official. No, I just want to be able to serve in some capacity, but no.
Thank you. Good. All right. Thank you.
Madam Chair,
okay,
if I might ask, there's a caller 2942 that has their hand raised, but I don't have them labeled as a member. So that would mean that they would need to wait until public comment.
That's right. That's
2942.
Right.
I'll be muting you. Yeah.
Thank you. I should explain before we go further. There are scheduled public comment periods throughout this agenda and the agenda for the rest of the day. This is our routine standard process. We always include in regular meetings at least 30 minutes. This is an abbreviated meeting, so it'll be an abbreviated public comment. And it's first come, first served. We have had no way, there has never been any way to sign up in advance to speak. It's always been a process of first come, first serve. And actually, Janine and whoever is supporting her technically are the ones who sort that out. I don't have that function. I rely on them to keep track of the stack. If in a situation where there's a debate between two contending objectives or positions, Robert's Rules provides that we alternate between those two. So if you're speaking about matters in general, that doesn't require identifying which of those two positions you intend to address. But if you're here regarding the recent announcements on air, then we will make sure that those positions are equally divided between opposing positions when we get to public comment. If you're in a position where you can see the agenda, you'll see there are another couple items under call to order. Then there's the election of the replacement for our director on the Pacifica National Board. And following that, then there's a place 7.5 minutes for public comment. There are nominations first and then public comment and then the vote.
That's fine.
Yeah,
that's who's fine. That? I got it.
Who's that?
Yeah, this is 2942. Just as a reminder, I was like the first one that called in today, so for whatever that's worth. But I'll wait until the comment. Just name Tim. T-I-M. I'm in Highland Park.
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Since there are so many people who are on the call and we have always, wanted people to come to our meetings and to participate, perhaps instead of spreading the public comment over all over the agenda, perhaps we could change that and allow people to make their comments all in one block, unless they specifically want to wait until another time, because otherwise, it would facilitate the and
ours to the stack,
and we can we can put whatever time limit we want all together.
Add to the stack.
What? Okay, one moment.
But I'm suggesting that this would be a service to our constituents, our listeners, to be able to do that instead of putting them here and there.
I'll address this. We spent hours putting together an agenda at an open, public, democratically run meeting of the listener members elected by other listener members to this board last Wednesday night, and we've designated we're complying with all our internal standards to do that, complying with the bylaws and protocol and longstanding tradition. And we'll address this further when we get to the LSB formal meeting, because this is actually an assembly of a delegates assembly and is brief if we keep it brief. And it only includes one public comment period following nominations. My understanding from others is that the intent at this point is to stick with our original agenda. We'll address it further when we get to the actual local station board meeting, because that's the agenda that you're suggesting we adjust. So at this point, we'll continue with this meeting, if that's okay with, I know a couple other people wanted to speak. I hope that this will satisfy this concern in the moment. We can address it more completely once we move to the local station board meeting.
Yeah, I think that would be good to address it at the beginning of the other meeting. Thank you.
Bella, to the stack.
Could Fred be recognized?
Do we have Mr. Lawrence next in the stack and then Ms. Bella?
Thank you, Paul. Good.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Paul, for keeping the stack. I do agree with Jan that we definitely have to hear from our stakeholders and our listeners. But I think we have so much business. We have a pretty ambitious agenda. And I think if we follow the format of the public comment and be open to extending it, if a lot of people don't get to speak, then I think that's one way of resolving Jan's concerns. Thank you.
I'm gonna ask that we hold the rest of the discussion on this issue for the meeting that it actually applies to, which is the next meeting, the LSB meeting. And there will be time for it there. We can have this conversation there. But at the moment, we have what could be a very brief, concise, business-like agenda, and I'm going to keep moving this forward so that we can get to that LSB meeting sooner.
Could Fred be recognized?
Bella is on the stack.
Okay, these are the final two comments. First, let me ask, is it about this specific topic?
Yes.
I just
move that we accept the agenda.
Oh, that's, that's the next item. That's the next item, approved proposed agenda. Good point. And beyond that, I'm going to ask, Bella, we will hear you. We will, if you want to address this issue, I would be grateful if you would, but save it for when it comes up in the next meeting, because that's the meeting we're talking about adjusting.
I must be heard. Madam Chair, I am on the stack, and I want to be heard, and I appreciate that.
I understand that you want to be heard, and this discussion is not on the agenda right now. I've explained that.
You have allowed two people to speak on this. I was on the stack to address this issue. I did not even hear an argument from you. I was on the stack.
Bella, first, your sound is loud enough, but not clear. So it's hard to make out what words you're saying. And beyond that, I have stated this debate is ended now. It is moved to the LSB agenda, which is coming soon.
All right, point of information. I just want to say we have 6 minutes and 46 seconds in this section.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to move ahead with the agenda. And Bella, you can hold your comment until we get to this agenda item in the next agenda, in the next meeting. Thank you. Item C, approval of excused absence requests. Were there any requests this time, Janine?
I did not have any requests that were received. The only member that's missing is Michael Atkins. And
okay.
I'm doing my best to check in with him. He hasn't been responsive, so we're just making sure that his world is okay.
So, thank you.
Should.
Okay. So then there are no requests that need to be approved. Item number D, approved proposed agenda. Is there a motion?
Fred here. I move we accept the agenda.
A second?
Paulina, second.
A second.
Is there any opposition? Then this agenda is accepted. Item number two, election of the PNB director, replacing Grace Allen, Aaron. A is nominations. Are we taking nominations from the floor?
Hey, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I'd like to nominate you, Chair, for replacement director for the rest of the term that Grace Aaron resigned from.
Thank you. In that case, I will accept the nomination and I'll turn the gavel over to Paul,
Chair, just
yes?
A point of order.
Yes?
Only you have to wait to see if there's any other nominations. Then you get to speak, and then you give Paul the gavel.
Okay.
Mansour would like to be recognized.
Point of order.
Point of order. Michael?
I think your original intention was correct. Once you're nominated, you should let someone else chair the meeting.
That was my understanding, and I'm entirely prepared to do that. Paul?
I stand corrected.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mansour would like to be recognized.
All right, Mr. Mansour.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Barbara Marbach.
Okay.
Is she here?
Oh, actually, I'm so sorry. She was
actually, she made
a roll call.
Yeah, she made a request for an excused absence a couple of weeks ago.
And she also said she would accept the nomination. She sent that in also.
Request for information, Chair Lawrence?
Yes.
I don't know if we could accept nominations by proxy, and I could be corrected. Just asking the question.
Point of order, actually, prior to that, because since it was stated that Barbara asked for an excused absence, we moved past that item thinking there were no requests, but in fact there is one, so we need to go back to that.
Yeah, and modify that. That is correct. So let's go back to the approval of excused absence requests. Barbara Marbach did submit an email. You can confirm that. Just saying that she wouldn't be in. I think she said she was traveling. So I guess the question would be, I move to accept her request.
Second.
Yes, may I be recognized? This is Beth.
Yes, ma'am.
Motions can't come from the chair. Motions have to come from the floor.
Okay, you're correct. My apologies.
That's okay.
Is Michael Novick, may I speak?
Yes.
I move to accept the excused absence request from Barbara Marbach.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I second.
All right. So, seeing any objections? All right. Seeing none, so moved. So I guess we'll go back to the, election of PNB director. In that section, by the way, we have 44 minutes and 15 seconds. So any other additional nominations?
Beth, with a question?
Yes, ma'am.
We have verbal confirmation from a third party that Barbara has accepted that nomination. Do we have anything from Barbara herself, and do we need that? I don't know what the process requires.
She sent it in to all to the LSB probably a week ago that she would accept the nomination. So it's buried somewhere in our emails, all of our emails.
Does anyone else have that? I mean, does anyone else have it where they can find it?
Madam Chair, I have the email, not Madam Chair, I have the email from Barbara Marbach saying that she will be absent, but I can't find an email where she's saying she's accepting a nomination. I don't know when she sent it, but I don't have anything.
Yeah, I had the one about the absence, but I don't have anything about her accepting the nomination. Does anyone have any information on that?
Jan Goodman, she told me that she sent it in quite a while ago, and I talked to her. I mean, if she didn't do that, she certainly has said it to Mansoor and to myself. So to respond to Mr. Reyes's question of whether you can have a nomination by proxy, neither Mansoor is not by proxy. He's making his nomination in person, and whether or not we can, and we have had many elections in which people have said yes, such and such said that they would run. And we've,
well, would you be able to maybe text her? Because I know I've never been present for, you know, situation where the candidate was absent. They had to accept it in the meeting.
The first email she sent regarding the request from Sue's absence says that she's recovering from outpatient surgery, so she may not be available to reply to text. She sent the second one congratulating Grace and Ken on their service when they resigned, but it didn't say anything about running. However, I think we should just accept her nomination based on the word of other members that she agrees to serve if elected.
This is Alan Beek. May I make another nomination?
Yes, Mr. Beek. Good morning.
Beth Van Gunten. I nominate Beth Van Gunten for the election to the national board.
Thank you, Mr. Beek. All right, so we have another nomination from Ms. Beth. And I guess, do you want to vote on that as far as Ms. Barbara? Does someone want to put a motion in so it's like official and no issues?
I don't think a second is required, Chair.
Okay. All right, so we'll just put her in there. So we have two nominations, Ms. Beth and Ms. Barbara.
Michael, this is Beth to the stack.
Yes, Ms. Beth.
If Barbara sent an email expressing her willingness to accept the nomination to the entire LSB, then someone should have that, and yes. I would request please to forward it to the chair and the secretary now.
Chair, this is Lawrence for point of order.
Yes.
I believe that Jan is correct. The person that placed the nomination is not in proxy. He is in person. So I think the nomination is in order, respectfully.
All right. That sounds good to me. I'll take the word of Ms. Jan and Mansoor. I don't have any reason to believe that there's any malicious intent or manipulation. So we'll just proceed. So we have two candidates, Ms. Beth, Ms. Barbara. Any more nominations?
Michael DeSac with just a point of information. I just want to clarify to everyone who might be listening and not aware of it, what we're doing is filling a vacancy on the Pacifica National Board for the remainder of this month and into January. Normally, we elect our directors in January, and we will be doing so for the coming year then. This is just to fill the seat that was vacated when Grace Aaron resigned from the local board and the national board.
Thank you for the clarification. All right, so the next portion is statements. So we have 38 minutes in this section. Ms. Beth, you're present. Do you want to make a statement?
I guess I probably should. First, thank you for the vote of confidence, the nominations, and I would be pleased to continue to serve Pacifica in whatever capacity pleases the board. I've enjoyed and learned a lot from the brief time I've had as chair, and I expect that experience will serve me well if I'm chosen to serve on the Pacifica National Board. My committee involvements are so far have been the KPFK Governance Committee, which I've been chairing since becoming chair in September. I also serve on the Personnel Committee, and I've stood up the Programming Oversight Committee again and have been serving as chair of that too. And I'm convening the Community Advisory Board until I can find a member of the public willing to take on that responsibility. At the national level, I was elected last year by this board to represent it at on the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, and I've been attending that regularly. I was in this past year they've stood up a bylaws review and revision subcommittee, and I was asked to chair that and have been doing so in light of the fact that I've had past training and experience with that. That'll be a daunting prospect, but I like it because it's in-house, it's open, transparent, participatory, incremental, so that everyone will have a say and opportunity to participate in defining who we are and how we work together. If I were to be elected to the national board, I would hope to continue with the governance committee and with the at the national level with the personnel committee. I understand that Grace has served on the audit committee and that seat is empty right now, and I'd be happy to pick up that responsibility for the remainder of this year. It'll only be a month, but I can do that. And I will consider other responsibilities once I know more about the PND and what the options are for committee work. I guess this is just the point where I would ordinarily ask for questions, but that's not part of this process. So I guess I'll have to leave the rest to your imagination. Again, right. I thank you for the vote of confidence.
All right, so Ms. Barber is not here. And that's why I gave you more time, because there was no one else to speak.
Right.
So next is, I guess we vote, right?
Right.
Chair? Yeah. No, somebody needs to speak on Barbara's behalf. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who would like to speak on Barbara's behalf?
Mansoor?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah.
Have at it. If you want to speak, that would be fine.
Sure. I'll be very brief. I think all she's saying that she would be delighted to serve a month or two on a PNB to we go through the election next year. That's it. She's very well qualified. She was the vice chair of LSB and, you know, done all this stuff. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Here, excuse me, just if anybody's interested, I will forward this email. I guess we don't need it, but here is the email that she sent saying that she would be willing to serve.
Yeah,
we forward it to the list.
But yeah, just forward. Thank you. So next is, I guess, the vote. So I'm not quite sure how we're going to facilitate that. I think it's a secret ballot, if I recall.
Paul, this is Jeff. I met Saturday with Fred Blair and John Gary and Terry Goodman, who've been involved in administering our elections in the past. And they are all present and prepared to administer this election. And I'm not sure which of them, one of them should probably step forward and explain the process. Those are the preparations I was able to make. I'm sure they can enlighten you to what the process is and what happens next.
Could Fred have the floor?
Yes.
The agenda says that list public comment is next, but I think it'd be appropriate for the election teller, Terry Goodman, to speak at this point before public comment, so that members of the board can be voting via email ballot while the public is making their comments.
Madam Chair?
I'm actually the chair.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. May I be heard?
Sure.
I suspect that the reason for having public comment before the vote was if the public wanted to comment on how we should vote. That being the case, if there are public comments about that, trying to influence our vote, then we should hear those comments before we start voting.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized.
Yes, Mr. Lawrence.
Again, I'm agreeing a lot with Jan today. But Jan is correct. It's been practiced that usually before a vote on anything that we hear from the public.
Yeah, I'm actually inclined to agree with that. We have 5 minutes extra, from earlier. So, I'm down for that, for public comment. So I guess you want to start that?
Chair, may I be recognized on this topic, right? Not on any other.
Bella, to the snack also.
Then Ms. Bella. Ms. Mansour?
Yes. Are you public comment on this topic or on any topic?
On this topic, on the election.
Thank you.
Point of order.
Yes.
When we take public comment, the public is entitled to say anything they want. In fact, we never restrict. Although we allow it before a vote, people are not necessarily restricted to that vote.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Bella?
Bella from the staff?
Yes. That's,
Am I being recognized?
You're being recognized, yes.
Thank you, Paul. I would like to stress that I agree with Michael. And further, I noticed that the reading of the mission statement was bypassed, and this is a very critical area that needed to be covered at the top of the order, and especially on a day like today when we have so many important issues that the public may not be aware of or are and do not understand. So the reading of the mission statement was bypassed. And I feel that we need to continue with the agenda as is, and that we need to hear from the teller. The manager of the teller needs to walk us through the procedure so that everybody, the public and the board members, the new ones, know how this will be done. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Ms. Bella. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, Paul, may I be recognized? It's Paulina.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know that I am keeping stack to help you out for public comments.
Okay, thanks.
I'm looking at the hands raised as well as the people who have put in the chat their request for to be on the stack for public comment.
Okay. So I guess you want to start public comment. It's 90 seconds each. Is anyone who wants to start?
Chair, this is Paulina. I have Tim Tim from Highland Park. I have Sasha Karlick, and I have Gary Sevenhelm. Maybe right. Others.
So I guess we'll just start with the first one. Just go down the line. So, Mr. Tim, whenever you're ready.
Okay, this is Tim here. You got me online there?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to say I've been hearing rumors. I don't have much to say. I haven't been following this much. But I will say, don't fire Ian Masters. You fire Ian Masters, and I stop my KPFK contributions. It's that simple, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. And you said yes. The next person, please.
Next is Sasha Karlick, and I'll ask them to mute themselves on.
Okay.
You have bandwidth problems, Paulina.
Or go ahead and unmute yourself. Oh, I'm having bandwidth problems.
No, Miss Paulina was.
Yeah.
Was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paulina was.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the option of asking Sasha to unmute themselves, so hopefully they can do that themselves.
I've unmuted myself. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Okay. I agree with the statement that Bella made about, you know, beginning the meeting with reading the mission statement, and also that the public doesn't really know what's going on. And in light of the fact that the some basic ground rules of KPFK broadcasting have been broken just innumerable times by Ian Masters. I mean, he has egregiously broken our tribal law by using his bully pulpit, his very pretty much unmitigated platform to slander people on air who are not even present to defend themselves, including listeners who have no voice on air in Pacifica anywhere for over 25 years that I'm aware of. And I've been listening for over 33 years, okay? I've been a listener sponsor for over 33 years. And someone like Ian Masters has been going on and on and on, just without any leash, without any form of control over, you know, what he does. And it just breaks our rules. It's a complete violation of code of conduct for broadcasting, and it really needs to be addressed and really stopped. I mean, it should not have gone on for even, you know, 1 year, and it's been going on for close to 30 years. You know? Okay.
Next, we have Gary Sevenhelm, then Sheila Goldner, then Steve Zeltzer, then Ruth Strauss. And I'll mention them afterwards.
Okay, I just remember the first name. Mr. Gary, whenever you're ready.
Yes, thank you. I'm here today. Well, first of all, I want to say I have been a member supporter of KPFK for about two decades, moved to L.A. in fall of 99. In the 90s, I lived in New York City and was an audio engineer at WBAI. So I'm a longtime Pacifica supporter and fan. And I am very strongly in support of keeping Aniel Fields as the manager of KPFK. And I also support the paid hosts and staff. I'm also a union member. I'm SAG-AFTRA. And so I support all union efforts at the station and in the network as a whole. And I hope that you guys will keep Aniel and Sonali and all of the very excellent hosts, because if you don't, you're just sabotaging KPFK. Thank you.
Thank you for your input.
I appreciate your time.
Next.
Sheila Goldner is next.
Mm-hmm. I urge you to vote for Barbara Marbach as chair, and I also urge you to keep Aniel Zuberry Fields as general manager.
All right, thank you.
Steve Zeltzer is next.
All right, Mr. Steve.
Yeah, I think that the issue of who is going to lead Pacifica is in question. And frankly, we had a meeting of the KPFA LSB yesterday, and the people who filed this lawsuit to put Pacifica in trusteeship were supported by some of the people in Los Angeles. There's been an effort, a long effort, to put Pacifica in bankruptcy, to sell other stations, including WBAI. One of the issues is financial solvency. And the fact of the matter is we're in a financial decline because, in my view, of a lack of exciting programming. The collapse of the finances, or the declining finances of KPFK, have to be dealt with, and the PMB said that they should be dealt with. The managers refuse to do that. Now, if you lose 50% of your income, you have to take action to make sure that the station is solvent and it doesn't bring down the whole foundation. I think the manager has failed on that account and has to be held accountable. The other thing is that this appeal by the manager to the KPFK listeners that if they don't support this corporate bylaw proposal, that's going to be the end of Pacifica is out of control. It's not the responsibility of the manager to intervene in the affairs of Pacifica nationally.
We have Ruth Strauss next.
Oh, Ms. Ruth? Now, are you ready? I think she's muted. You're muted, Ms.
Okay,
Ruth.
Okay, am I unmuted now?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Uh-huh, I can hear you.
Okay, so three quick points in ascending order. Number one, about Aniel, I have nothing against him. However, the station has gone into, a tailspin. I've been listening in on the finance committee for 6 months. There's been mumbo jumbo and false numbers and fuzzy math by he's called, business manager. It's been just outrageous. I would say that everybody on that committee headed by Kim Kaufman have had the utmost patience. I would have lost patience by now. Every single month he comes with a different excuse. So I hold Aniel, part of management, that as the overseer. Number two, I have written him several times about Ian Masters announcing his own website, even during a fund drive, which I consider, immense chutzpah. I've written him three times. Nothing has happened. On the subject of Ian Masters, he brings in a lot of money. He does excellent programming. I agree with all the negative things that have been said. I wonder if he's had a censure before. I think he deserves a censure, and that if he doesn't. Okay. The last is I support Elizabeth. She's been wonderful. She's been responsive to everybody. She's learned quickly. She's very egalitarian. And I don't know Barbara Marbach, but I strongly support Elizabeth. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next, we have Betty. I don't know if it's Rosen or Rosen.
I have two more minutes. So whenever you're ready, Ms. Betty.
I've been a sustaining member and listener all my life, and I'm in my 60s. I've not followed all the details, but I've noticed over the past 3 years as I give $30 a month to KPFK that mostly what I hear is fundraising. And I don't know what all the questions are and what all the problems are, but I do value Pacifica and this station. And I'm terrified of what would happen if we lost KPFK in Los Angeles, the station in Berkeley, in Boston, and Pacifica. So I don't have a solution. I just wanted to express my sentiment to please do what we can to keep it a vibrant, honest news station. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have Anthony.
All right, we have time for one more. All right, Mr. Anthony, whenever you're ready.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, LSB members. I'm Anthony Fest. I'm a program producer at KPFA, but originally from Whittier. Now, you may be getting lots of comments and emails orchestrated by the New Day Pacifica organization, which is based up here. Their mass email says that the LSB is going to dismiss the general manager, and that'll be followed by the layoffs of a pair of paid program hosts. I don't know where they got their information or whether it's accurate. But I just want to remind you that community radio is not a jobs program, and the survival of KPFK is the paramount consideration. I'd also like to know why these New Day people didn't speak out when our manager canceled our labor show and canceled an innovative political comedy ensemble show and cut back our Music of the World show to once a week. You know, those weren't about the budget because the shows were produced by unpaid staff. If KPFK was to run a financially leaner operation to stay on the air, that doesn't mean and shouldn't mean lower quality programming, because there's a world of programs available on AudioPort, and there are no doubt hundreds or thousands of people in Southern California with the ability to do great radio. And you've got resources that no other station anywhere has, 110,000 watts up on top of Mount Wilson. That's just amazing. A signal area of 15 million or maybe 16 million. All you've got to do is serve the community and start innovating. And I don't know that two people merit 10 hours of airtime a week. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for your comments. All right. So I guess we'll go to the election of the PNB, because that's all the time we have for public comment.
Uh-huh. Paul, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized? Paulina,
yes.
Here.
Uh-huh.
Should I keep the stack for the next public comment? We have two more people that had requested to speak, but of course we ran out of time. That's Jacqueline Lucien, and then we have somebody whose number ends in 3319. I can keep the stack if you tell me to.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay, sure.
Because yeah, there's a lot of people who just came in while they were doing that. So I guess it's the election of the PNB chair, PNB director.
Hello, I'm Margo, and I'm going to be put on the staff to speak during the next public comment. I thought this public comment time was going to only be for the nomination for the Pacific National Board. I didn't know it was going to be general, so please put me on the staff to speak at the next public comment. Thank you very much.
We got you. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie.
Chair, point of information, Lawrence.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Hi. Oh, I'm checking out of 21. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth. I'd like to suggest that we hear from the tellers, that we hear from Terry Goodman and John Gary in regards to
put
the process.
Put your mask on. I'll report you immediately. Put your mask on. Ruth,
you have to be muted.
You have to be muted. Muted, Ruth. Okay.
I'm with you.
So that's my question, Chair. We need to hear from the tellers in regards to the process, because this is a new platform, and the process must be different.
Yeah, I think Ms. Beth had asked about that, to have one of them get on. When you guys speak on that?
Yeah, I believe Tori and John Gary are here.
This is John Gary. Can I, may I have the floor, please?
Yes.
Hi. I'll be giving the instructions now. Is that all right, Mr. Chair?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. As you know, this is a meeting of the KPFK Delegates Assembly, and this meeting was called in order to fill a vacancy on the Pacifica National Board. Now, the Pacifica National Board is the highest governing body in the Pacifica Foundation. It's comprised of 22 members, 4 members from each of the 5 Pacifica stations, and 2 at-large affiliate members. So KPFK has a delegation of 4 members. One of those members recently retired. So today we're going to be holding an election to fill that one seat. Now, only one seat is open. Only one individual may serve in that position. So this will be an instant runoff voting IRV election. This is a voting method in which you may vote for more than one candidate, and you must rank your choices. And this method of voting is required by the Pacifica bylaws. All right? The candidates have already been announced. Barbara Marbach and Beth Von Gutten. On your ballot, you will be sent an email ballot. I have prepared an email ballot with the names of the candidates on the ballot. I forward it to the secretary, and the secretary will forward it to the voters. On this ballot, you may rank as many or as few of the candidates for the position as you wish. You may also select none at all if you so choose. If you have no preference, please mark the ballot abstain, no selection, or present on voting, just so that we're sure that you actually saw the ballot and that we don't omit your selection. Also on the ballot, please include a code word of your own invention in the designated bracketed space. This code word and those of all the other voters will be published with your selections after the election so that you can confirm that your selections were accurately recorded by the tellers while maintaining your anonymity.
I'm sorry, a point of information. My apologies. Ms. Barbara just sent an email to the LSB stating that, hello, I'm taking a minute to get my interest in filling in the PNB vacancies left by Aaron's. I can be in the call until 2 p.m. I am not particularly interested in being chair, though, at this time. And she just sent it 3 minutes ago at 11:50 a.m. So which just would mean one candidate, which would mean that we don't necessarily need a vote. And we could put more time towards public comment or whatever else.
Excuse me, I think you're misreading that. She says she's interested in being on the PNB, but not in being chair. So she's still a candidate for being on the PNB.
Okay, I'm sorry. My apologies.
So you got it clipped there.
Okay,
thank you.
Got it. Okay. Sorry about that.
May I continue?
Yes, sir. Sorry.
All right. When you have completed your ballot, please email it to the teller, Terry L. Goodman, and also to me. I'm the assistant teller. My name is John P. Gary III. And both of our emails addresses are included on the ballot. And once you receive your ballot in the email, you're free to make your selections and then return it. Now, all the instructions that I just read, I just spoke to you, are also included on the ballot. The email, the candidates' names, the instructions, and the email addresses you need to return it to are on the ballot. So Terry Goodman and I will tabulate the ballots as quickly as we can. Hopefully we'll have a result in the early part of the LSB meeting. Later in the day, we're gonna have additional elections, and the results of those will come later in the day if all goes well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, may I be heard?
Yes.
I think it would be a service to the listeners if perhaps Mr. Gary or Mr. Goodman could share the screen just to show the listeners what the ballots look like while we're voting. That's just an idea that I think would be kind of a nice transparent thing so that they can understand what we're doing.
Yes, Isabella?
Yes. Thank you, Paul. We don't have ballots. We will be doing this electronically with our own code. And after the vote, those items will be published, as John P. Gary just highlighted.
Excuse me, Bella. We are sending you a ballot. We will be sending you a ballot, which you will mark. And then you will return the ballot to the tellers.
Yes, but then you will publish that later, correct?
Yes, the results of the all 21 selections will be published with the code word. That way, everyone can see that we tallied the vote correctly and that each of you can individually confirm that that you were included and that you recorded accurately, and you can see how many people voted, that there aren't anyone omitted or there aren't any excessive votes. So yes, the entire content of the election, anonymized, will be published, distributed to the chair and the secretary, and shared with the board. And it could be part of the minutes. For all we care.
John, we have a board of 24, not 21.
Well, I'm sorry, it'll be 23 of us. Is there one that went, well, I don't know how many people are voting. Not all 24 members are voting today. And I don't believe Barbara Marbach's on the meeting. So I believe there'll be, unless I'm wrong, there'll be 23 participants in this election.
Right.
So that was my mistake.
Excuse me. May I be heard, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Ms. Jones.
I think that if you do post the ballots, perhaps the email addresses of the tellers might be removed just to, for privacy's sake, but I think the rest of it would be a good thing. And since Barbara Marbach obviously is paying attention, she should be able to vote. You know, since she's sent it to, she's taking care of her daughter who's in surgery, so she's kind of in and out. But she should be able to vote.
Well, that's fine. The secretary is going to distribute the ballots to the voters. And we will count all the ballots that we get back. So that's fine.
Point of order. There was another member not present or voting and did not request excused absence, which is Michael Atkins. So
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized, Mansoor?
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Atkins should receive the email anyway. That's besides the point, whether he's in the meeting or not, he should receive it as a board member who might actually respond via email. Thank you.
Chair Lawrence to the stack.
Mr. Lawrence, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Mr. Gary a question or Mr. Goodman. What is the threshold for this election? And can people put themselves on mute who's not speaking, please? Mr. Goodman, Mr. Gary?
It's
who is recognized?
Terry, you're recognized by me.
Okay. The candidate with the most votes wins the election. And if you're unable to attach a ballot, just send us an email indicating your preference and your user code.
Thank you, Terry.
Mr. Paul, I have a point of information.
Yes, Ms. Bella?
Yes, I oppose to Michael Atkins be sent a ballot because he did not request an excused absence, and that would really be a violation.
All right. Any more commentary on that?
Yes, Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina, uh-huh.
It sounds like if it were in normal times, you cannot vote remotely, from what I remember from our previous procedure. So I'm wondering whether Mr. Atkins should be allowed to vote. That would set a
precedent, given that he is not formally present at the meeting? Have we ever allowed people to vote remotely, even when they're not in the meeting? I don't think so.
Well, if I recall, there's a couple of people who are on the phone, but they had to be a certain distance away from the meeting.
Yes, right.
Yeah, and they had to be in a and they had to fulfill those requirements as well as right. actually indicate that they want to participate.
Exactly, and being present in the actual meeting. Whereas in this case, you know, he's not even present. There was no notice as far as an excuse or even acknowledgement of or any intent to be in the meeting or to participate in the votes.
So he should not be sent a ballot.
Personally, I don't think it would be fair for him to receive a ballot. Or he could receive a ballot, but I don't think it's fair for him to vote.
He should not receive the ballot.
Mr. Chair, Mansour would like to be recognized.
Mr. Mansour, yes, sir.
Is there a parliamentarian that we can reach out to? And here's the argument. Whether he's at the meeting or not, it's not an issue because this vote will be cast electronically. And what's the deadline to return our ballots? Is it today? Is it tomorrow?
Yes. Right away.
I'm speaking, if you don't mind. So from the Mr. John Gary and Terry Goodman, what's the deadline for us to return our ballot?
Terry can speak. The delegates should set a deadline, and any ballots received after the deadline will not be counted.
What is the deadline? Sorry.
Vote on it.
When is the deadline?
Make a motion.
The deadline? I'll make a motion. Michael Novick to this day.
Yes, Ms. Beth?
My understanding was that this election was intended to be completed within the time frame of this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Point of order, Michael Novick.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the bylaws require that when it's a vacancy on the PNB, the LSB is supposed to fill it immediately. And so that's what we're doing.
All right.
Mansour would like to... Mansour would like to extend the argument momentarily.
Okay.
Since we're voting electronically, I don't know if Mr. Atkins has any problems to be on the call or not. I don't know, but if he's checking his email and he can participate, he should not be deprived of that. That's my argument. Thank you.
Bella, to the staff.
All right, Ms. Bella, you're kind of loud. Just, you know, we hear you.
Lawrence with a point of order, Chair.
Hold on. Can you hear me properly?
Yeah, we do have a point of order, though. Mr. Lawrence, your point of order?
Yes. I don't think there's... I have to agree with Michael. The member did not request an excuse absence, so he did not intend to be at this meeting. And to allow... this kind of proxy voting would set a precedent, and I disagree respectfully with Mansour Sabah.
Bella, to the staff.
All right, Ms. Bella.
Yes, I was the one who said that he should not receive a ballot, and he should not receive a ballot. Let's move on.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Bella. So, by the way, we had 48 minutes in this section. We're past time now. Any motions?
Yeah, I call for a vote.
All right, for a vote? All right. So just send your emails. Is Beth,
I have not received a ballot. I don't know if I'm the only one or if there may be others. I'm not sure. What will be the, who will it be sent from? What will be the subject line?
Beth.
Mine said can I email ballot. Yes.
Fred here. Could I respond, Beth? It's ballot came from Janine with her email address.
the title was PNB Director Election, December 2020, LSB email ballot. And it came at 6 minutes ago.
This is Paulina. I haven't received it either.
I just received that ballot. The ballot is an attachment.
Thank you, Ms. Bella.
This is Jim. I haven't received mine. Could someone please forward it to me?
It's on its way.
Thank you.
And same with Therese Sweeney. I haven't received it. Could you please forward one to me?
No, it's only going to members of the LSB.
Oh, thank you.
This is Beth with a question for the administrators. May I be
administrators on the phone? Yep. Whoever's there, you recognize.
Go ahead, ask your question.
Yes, I'm wondering whether the ballots are like serially numbered so that what right now people are talking about swapping one member who's received it, sending it to another member who hasn't, and are those going to be tracked? Are they all generically the same, or are there password pins involved, and does that work to swap ballots like that, or should we each be waiting for our own separate?
Could Fred respond?
Ballot? Thank you.
Could Fred respond? Beth, none of that's on. It's just a simple Word document is the ballot.
There's an attachment.
There's no code. There's no number. The ballots are unnumbered and identical.
Mm-hmm. You put your own code on. Beth, they were sent individually to each member of the LSB by their own email address, not to the LSB list, coming from Janine, 1158.
And the code word
is on the CC list.
Mr. Chair, if I may, the code word will be of your own invention. Do not wait for someone to give you code word. The code word is entirely your own private personal invention. You put it, you create the code word, you put it on the document before you send it in. It is your invention. Do not wait for someone to give you a code word. The code word is your invention.
And may I ask, this is this be sent to John Gary or to Janine?
To John Gary and Terry L. Goodman, both email addresses, because both tellers are going to look at the ballots and we're going to confirm each other's work. Please send, you don't need to send it to the secretary. Please,
thank you.
Please return your ballot to the two email addresses that are listed on the ballot, Terry L. Goodman and John P. Gary III, who are the tellers for this election. Thank you.
This is for Paulina Vasiliev.
This is Paulina.
I still have not received mine. Could I ask Janine to resend, please?
And this is Jim Osborne. I would second that request. I still haven't received mine.
And this is Beth. I would reiterate that request. I'm still waiting. I just tested my system because I've gotten so many emails in the last 2 or 3 days that it's repeatedly jammed my inbox, but my test got through, so that's not the problem. I would suggest maybe someone check my email address because I know it's long, and if it was copied, then error is possible. I'll keep monitoring the box.
Fred here, an additional point. Harvey Weissman sent his ballot to the LSB address, which means we all know how he voted. Please do not send your ballot to lsb@kpfk.org. Otherwise, everybody knows how you voted. It's not, your ballot isn't secret.
May I be heard?
Jim, yes.
Some people are on their phones and not on email. So
I am on email.
I said some people. I wasn't directing it to any particular person, but some people are on their phones and they do not have access to their computers at the moment. And I have been asked what they should do to vote. Is there, can you, you know, for instance,
who are those people? Has anyone?
Hi, this is Oscar. Can I be recognized to address Ms. Jen's question?
Because yes,
I was the same issue. What I did, and I wanted to ask if it's possible, I am taking a picture, a screenshot of the ballot, and then I'm using the regular program, editing program, and just filling up with a text, and then probably just resend the screen. That will be valid.
Yes. That should fine. But it needs to go to...
We need to hear that from the tellers.
It needs to be emailed. Email to John P. Gary and Terry Goodman. Take both of those emails you see there.
Back to the staff.
Point of order, Chair. Point of order.
Back to the staff.
Yes. We have a point of order.
Yes. Can the members stop speaking out and answering the questions that the tellers should be answering? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lawrence. Very good point. Ms. Beth?
I was going to make a similar point. I would ask the chair just to insist that no alternate directions be given from the floor to confuse people, that we stick with only directions that are coming from the administrators, and any suggestions should be directed to the chair, who will handle what I just said.
Thank you, Ms. Beth. So, with that said, we'll just get our directions directly from the tellers. Also, if you're not speaking, can you mute your Zoom?
I don't know if maybe there will be a conflict of interest because we're dating.
Somebody should mute about conflict of interest.
All right. So did everyone get their email?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Yes, sir.
So I still haven't received my ballot, but what I did was I just emailed my vote to the tellers directly without having seen the ballot. Hopefully that's acceptable. Following the session.
Yeah, someone has a really bad echo. So can we proceed or do we have to wait until the outcome of this election?
Proceed. Proceed, for God's sake.
Question?
Yes, Ms. Beth.
About the election? I think once we complete the process, we can proceed, but there are still some of us who are not able to vote, not having received a ballot. Paulina's ingenious solution seems like it would work if that's acceptable to the administrators. I would need to know where to send it. I don't have those two addresses.
Bella, to the staff, I said exactly where they are. They are on the list.
Bella, one second. So the administrators, are you present? Can anyone speak to that? Provide the correct address so that they can either text or email you the vote so that we can proceed.
I'll test the email addresses to Beth.
Come on in here.
You said send it to Ms. Beth, Mr. Lawrence?
No.
We didn't ask you, Bella.
Yes, Chair. I'm going to text the email addresses to Beth.
Okay, Steve. Got it.
Mr. Chair, can I be recognized real quick? Bella here. Yes, thank you. All you have to do is copy-paste John P. Gary and Terry Goodman from the very list, from the list that was sent to you with the ballot. But if she did not get the ballot, of course she doesn't have that. But everybody else can do that.
All right.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I object from that alternate directions are still being given and received from the floor. that we may need to come from an authoritative source. It needs to be consistent. This board member is not an authoritative source and may not be consistent, and I would appreciate it if the chair would limit further directions to the actual administrators.
All right, thank you. So, Ms. Bella, so I do that. And so the administrators, feel free to chime in at any moment. Hopefully you guys understand the instructions, respond back with the email, or just text the name and a picture of the attachment to the appropriate administrator.
Mr. Chair, may I have the floor, please?
Yes.
This is the assistant teller. I'd like to confirm that we are receiving email votes. They're coming in successfully, and we're starting to gather them together right now. So the process is working. I'm just not acknowledging everyone individually, so I can do this quickly. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome. Yes.
All right, cool. Thank you.
This is the assistant teller. I'd like to confirm that we are receiving email votes. They're coming in successfully.
I don't know what the echo is. So are we just going to, while they're counting, you want to go to public comment?
It's working. Anybody
have any issues with that?
Good idea.
All right, so we're going to proceed to public comment. 7.5 minutes, and I know there's already a few people in the stack. I think Ms. Paulina is doing that.
That's great. Next, we have Jacqueline Lucien. And then after Jacqueline, we have somebody whose number ends in 3319.
Chair, quick question to the administrators. Can you please mute the noise that's coming from somewhere?
I think Ms. Paulina is doing that.
Thank you.
Please, how do we get in the queue?
You put your name in the chat, if you will, and Ms. Paulina will or put your hand up in the Zoom.
I'm not in Zoom. I'm on the phone. She's waiting in the queue.
Oh. You can just star 9 to raise your hand. That should work. And if not, are you caller number? I think you're caller number 4. I'll put you in. I'm looking at the hands are going up. That's good.
I'm Dr. Halley.
Okay, great.
So the first person we have is, who's the first person?
The first person we have is Jacqueline Lucien.
All right, when you're ready, Ms. Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm a former programmer, been listening to the station for more than 20 years, contribute to more than $1,000 a year, and I strongly support keeping the current programmer, Ian Master, and Sohali Kotor, and we need to understand what's really going on. I don't want this sink the ship. We need to keep this thing with full integrity, because once you lose your integrity, this station is gone, and we need this station. So get it straight.
All right, thank you. Next?
Next is a caller whose number ends in 3319, if they are still... still here and still wish to speak. Is that person still here? 3319? If not, we'll just go to the next person. That would be Margo. Margo, you're next. After that, we have Matt, and after that, we have several people.
All right, next.
Hello, I had to unmute.
Margo.
What is happening? This is Margo of Montebello. I have been a listener, sponsor, member, volunteer for over 50 years, and I remember the good old days. Because we, the people, the listener, sponsors of KPFK, provide the funds, and it is required that the general manager does so, you, the LSB, must take immediate action to ensure that we, the dues-paying members, are provided with regular, complete, clearly visible, accurate reports of all financial transactions, including salaries, so that we can take part in evaluation of and help determine how every penny is spent. And that's my comment. And I mainly want to add one little adjunct to what these other people are saying. I support entirely the volunteer programmers because they are the ones who represent me and give me what I really want to hear. And that's, I have to suggest that that's the important thing to consider. So thank you for letting me speak, and I hope that my recommendation is implemented as soon as possible.
Thank you. Next.
Next we have Matt.
Hello, my name is Matt Leslie. I'm a listener and sponsor in Fullerton, California, and I'd like to support keeping Mr. Fields on at the station. I've enjoyed his programming, the work that he's done there. And I support Ms. Kohatkar and Ms. Prescott and Mr. Masters and Mr. Tuckman and the other paid programmers as well as the unpaid programmers. I think it's important to have a balance of those two things at the station. I think it works quite well. I would second the last caller's request for transparency in finances. As a listener, I would find that very, very valuable. And I would encourage you to keep Mr. Fields on. I've worked for nonprofits for many years, and it's been my experience that it's a responsibility of a board of a nonprofit to raise funding. It's unthinkable that a board of a nonprofit wouldn't be engaging in fundraising. So I'd like to know if there's a way I can find out how that's done and how I might help if that's possible. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next.
Next, we have a caller whose number ends in 7138. 7138.
We're wondering.
I don't hear you, caller.
Keith is muted. Oh, Keith, you're muted.
Well, I just unmuted. I think I'm not muted now. Am I?
You're good. We hear you.
Okay. I'm in support of Mr. Fields. I'm a long-time listener, a long-time supporter. And, you know, he's been at the station a long time. He knows, I think he knows everybody, and he knows who's what. And I think he's doing a terrific job, and I think most of the programmers think that also. So why would you think about firing him? I don't understand that at all.
All right, thank you. Next?
Yes, next we have Lucy Bradley.
Hi, can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I support Mr. Fields. I don't know that much about his management style, but Sonali the other day said he's been the best manager so far, so I believe her. And I especially support Sonali and Background Briefing. I think they're two of the best programs on KPFK. Background Briefing is my main news show, period. It gives the background or implications of news events which are not covered even in other public media broadcasts. And to eliminate these programs, to cut out knowledge. Why would you want to do that? And I also, since the topic was brought up, I would like to see financial transactions transparency, especially when they threaten eliminating loved programs. Period.
Thank you.
Next, we have a caller whose phone number ends with 2977. 2977. Please unmute yourself.
Yeah, 1 minute and 20 seconds for public comment left.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, if we if 2977 is not responding, the next is somebody who's labeled as owner's iPad.
Owner's iPad? You're muted.
Star six,
to unmute, to mute.
Chair, I'd like to be recognized.
Well, it's public comment, but yes.
I know, it's just a question. There's a lot of people in the chat that are requesting to speak. I don't know if you're tracking that.
I think that might be me. That might be the owner's iPad. I'm a longtime listener from Northern California that moved to L.A. I really like the changes that have been ongoing. I really want to create peace, and I think that I like Mr. Fields to go forward to bring that as leadership, and I like the paid programmers as well as the new programming. I think there's been a better mix for a long time. So I'd really like to find out how this corresponding between the different groups could be handled differently. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Next we have Mike McNess.
It's the last public comment here.
Mike McNess, I don't know if you're muted. I can't unmute you. Shall we go to the, let me see if someone else has raised it. Yes, Jim Stewart would be next since we're not hearing from Mike.
Okay, fine. So this is Jim Stewart, and I moved to L.A. 27 years ago and found KPFK to be a real godsend. It's just a miracle that this station exists, and it's just crucial that we continue this station to exist with the kinds of high-quality programs that Sonali and Ian Masters bring to us, that this is the only way that we can keep this station on the air is with the high-quality programs and the great revenue that these people bring in. And I just pray that none of you station board members vote to fire Mr. Fields, because it is likely to be the end of this station. And please don't kill this wonderful, wonderful station. Please, please, please.
Thank you for your comments, sir. So that concludes public comment. So there's another option later on. So now
Mr. Chair,
this is Bella. There is one speaker that did not get to speak. His name is Dr. Haley. Can he be placed on the next round of public comment, please, at the top? He's having a very difficult time.
On the top, thank you.
Chair Cipollina, I'm keeping stack. So for those of you who have raised your hands or indicated that you wanted to speak, lots of people have. I am doing my best to keep an organized stack here and trying to pay attention to both the raised hands and the chat in real time. I'll do my best.
Michael, as a point of information.
Yes, sir.
People need to be clear that there will be additional public comments and the regular LSB meeting, which will begin as soon as we complete this delegates assembly. And the suggestion has been made that if there's people who want to come back after our final report out at the end, we could take additional comments after that as well. But there's at least a half hour of public comment during the regular LSB meeting that's going to be starting shortly.
All right. So next on the agenda is the actual vote for P and
B. Mr. Chair, may I be recognized, Mansoor?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. I would like to encourage you to rein in some of the members who are trying to chair the meeting and just interrupt at all the time. It's not really good since we have a lot of listeners for the first time listening to us. I don't want to give a bad impression that it always happens. So please rein in some of these members who just jump ahead and talk without being recognized. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So again, next is a vote for the P&B director. I guess we could start with the nominations for that position. This section is supposed to last for 7.5 minutes, by the way.
I'm sorry,
Paul?
Excuse me, we just did that.
Oh, you're right. So it's set day for next delegate assembly. Yeah. So we'll, this is 5 minutes.
Michael Logan, for a sec.
Yes.
Am I recognized here?
Uh-huh.
Yes, so we need to have, as I mentioned, this delegates assembly is to fill the vacancy for a month. Normally, we do have a delegates assembly at our January meeting to elect directors for the year. So that would be three listener member directors and one staff member director for the one-year term. So I believe that would be on the third Sunday in January. That would be the 16th, I believe, or no, 17th. Is that right? The first, third, 10th, 17th, January 17th, we would have to have a delegates assembly to elect directors. And so moved.
All right.
Second, Jan Goodman.
All right, seconded. Any objections? Seeing none, so moved. So next is adjournment.
And the Federal Reserve has
been want a motion for that?
For Congress to do another
so moved.
Bill. Right, so moved. The meeting is adjourned at 12:33 p.m.
Through the reserve system. So what they do is they create reserves need by to, bond.
Yeah.
If somebody needs some money,
federal securities or mortgage-backed securities. And
the host mute, Mr. Martin.
Vehicles that they set up along with Congress.
And the administrator, the host very much. Mr. Martin.
They didn't have very many takers because the terms.
All right, got it. There's 100 people in here, so.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, cool. So we're adjourned at 12:33 p.m.